Well, that music is not Stone Temple Pilots. Instead, that music tells you that we're about to break open God's Word in the Psalms. And I love on these Word of God Wednesdays because we have a double feeding of Scripture. And this segment, the Soulful Psalms segment, we will be talking about the Psalms. Today, we're going to continue our look at Psalm 71, which is a very long psalm. We looked at verses 1 through 9 last time. Now we're going to look at verses 10 through 17. Of course, Psalm 71 is in Book 2 of the Psalms, which is Psalms 42 to 72. Within Book 2, Psalms 51 to 72 are written by David. All right, so we know that this psalm is written by David himself. All right, and then, of course, that's just a few psalms from the end of Book 2, and then Psalm 73 starts the start of Book 3. All right, and remember, this Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth is now its own podcast. Go to podcastcentralew10.com or to iTunes or Spotify, which is what I have. Well, actually, I have both. I have Spotify and EW10 app, which I get all the podcasts on as well. Or SoundCloud or one of those to listen to the Soulful Psalms. Okay, so this psalm does not have a prescript. It just started off with verse 1, but we will be picking up at verse 10. For my enemies are speaking about me. Those who watch me take counsel together, saying, God has forsaken him. Follow him. Seize him. There is no one to save him. All right. So here David's talking about people who are plotting against him behind his back. Right. They're looking for an opportunity in David's case, to take his life. And he says that they are saying, these people who are pursuing him are saying, God has forsaken him. Follow him. Look for an opportunity because there's no one to save him. And in our own present day, there are people that often speak about us behind our back that are trying to take us away from our relationship with God, to try to separate us from our relationship with God, that try to make us feel guilty for standing up and living with courage and fidelity the beauty and truth of our Catholic faith, which is countercultural. Because we don't look like the culture, because we don't act like the culture, because we're willing to stand up to this culture of darkness, they try to persecute us. They say, God has forsaken him. Look at those martyrs who are being killed for their faith. See, God doesn't care about them because he lets them die, right? But it's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Those martyrs willingly give their life instead of forsaking their faith in Jesus Christ. Right? Isn't that what appears, that God is not helping them to the person that doesn't have faith, to the person who's attacking us, you know? But the opposite is true. Nothing could be further from the truth. And so David says, "Oh God, do not stay afar off. Oh my God, make haste to help me." And we see that verse, "Make haste to help me," being used several times in the Psalms, including Psalm 70. Which starts off, "Oh God, come to my assistance. Oh Lord, make haste to help me." Right? And so in the midst of this turmoil that David is going through, he's asking God for help. Don't stay far away from me. Come close to me. Make haste to help me. Hurry with your love and your grace and your truth. Because God works in his timing. God's timing is always perfect. You know, sometimes I think it seems we believe that we're going through something difficult, that because it's taking so long for God to answer our prayer, that he's not listening to us, you know. But we have to remember, God answers our prayers, all those prayers that will draw us more closely into his beautiful heart, that draws us closely, more closely into his life, you know. So all those prayers are answered, bring us into closer intimacy with him. And sometimes that takes a little time. Right? Either God wants us to learn something from what we're going through, or he's setting up some things like dominoes, right? He set up the dominoes, so when he hits one, the other ones start to fall. But it takes time for that to set up. And as he said, God works in his time. All right. Let them be put to shame and destroyed, those who seek my life. Let them be covered with shame and confusion, those who seek to harm me. So basically, David is saying, look, what they're trying to do to me, let that happen to them. Okay? So this, again, just natural human emotion. He says, let them be destroyed and, that kind of thing. It's very strong language there. But again, it comes from that human emotion of, Lord, what they're trying to do to me, instead, let that happen to them. Let them see through their own experience of trying to take me away from your life what that is like. Let them experience that. Don't let me experience it. Let them instead experience it. And maybe through that experience, they may be drawn closer to you, right? I think that's at the heart of what David is saying there. And he continues in verse 14, but as for me, I will always hope and praise you more and more. Man, I love David, and I love when he does this. In the midst of, and we've seen this over and over again in the Psalms, in the midst of anxiety and tension and struggle in his life, he is the first thing that he says, I'm going to praise you more and more. Lord, I'm not going to lose hope in you. Despite what's going on in my life right now, I am not going to lose hope in you. In fact, I'm going to double down. I'm going to praise you even more in the midst. What? That is awesome.
Yeah, and I always like to say from the, this thing I'm going through is either going to bless me or better me. And so either way, you're on either side of the coin, you win, because you get to see God work and you get to see him work in you.
That's so true. Especially when you're going something that's stressful.
Yeah.
Right? Because something, when you're going through something that's stressful, it was one of those things you're thinking about it all the time.
Yep.
You know, it's like always on your mind, you know, and because you're thinking about it all the time, you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
So true.
Yeah, but David here gives such hope with his words. He said, my mouth will tell of your justice and all day long of your salvation, though I could never tell it all. Right? So David says we can never fully live out the story of what God is doing in our lives. I can tell people about you till I'm blue in the face, but I can never tell it all because your love and your mercy is inexhaustible. Right, it's like our faith is a treasure trove. You keep digging down into the treasure and you'll never reach the bottom. That's how deep, that's how rich our relationship with God is that David's talking about here. I can never exhaust the power of your love working in my life. I love that. And then he finishes here in the last couple of verses. I will come with praise of your might, O Lord, right? Your might, your strength, not mine. I'm not relying on my own strength here. I'm relying on your strength, O Lord, right? Again, you can't help but think, David is thinking back to his time with Goliath. You know, David understood back then that God fights with him and for him. And he's saying that, yes, God, I'm asking you to be with me now, to fight with me, to be by my side now. I will call to mind your justice, yours, O Lord, alone, the justice of God that always looks at what is just for the person who's righteous before him, right? The person who's righteous before the Lord, who's justified before the Lord, he is the one who lives in God's justice. I love that. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and I proclaim your wonders still. You know, parents who plant the seeds of faith in their children's hearts, the children may move away from that faith for a time, but if the parents have laid a strong foundation of truth and of love and of intimacy and of relationship, then at some point in God's good time and through the prayers of their parents, these children will see the light and come out of the darkness and come back to the light, which is Christ, which St. Augustine talked about so beautifully today in the office of readings.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.